that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Chloe with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland government will send additional police resources into Cairns and Townsville to crack down on youth crime. According to statistics from government, the drastic increase of police presence in the two cities have led to 440 crimes in Townsville and 482 crimes in Cairns. However, in recent months, David Crisafulli has been unable to provide a clear answer on whether rates of youth crime has been curbed since the implementation of adult crime, adult time legislation, which has been highly criticised. Minister for Police and Emergency Services, Dan Purdy, claimed Queenslanders finally have a government that puts their safety first. In national news, a Norwegian diver found hauling 80 kilograms of cocaine in the port of Newcastle has been hit with a 10-year jail sentence. The diver has been accused of attempting to import drugs hidden in the hull of a Cyprus-registered bulk carrier. The convicting judge said they spent almost $60,000 on scuba gear and underwater equipment. In international news, Pakistan is in the grips of flooding and landslides due to a devastating monsoon. Flash floods have killed more than 300 people in Pakistan and Pakistan-governed Kashmir, while more than 200 remain missing. A provincial rescue spokesperson told news agency AFP that 10 to 12 entire villages are partially buried because of landslides. National weather forecasters say heavy rainfall will continue until the 21st of August, warning similar natural disasters will occur more frequently due to climate change. Already, 650 people have died from the ongoing monsoon season. And for your weather today, Brisbane is still cold, but we're warming up. Remember to slip, slop, slap. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 20. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all you need for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.